Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
I'm fucking Shannon. I'm Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
I've been into this show. I've wondered if I had to pull over because of how funny it is. I'll be laughing so hard. I'm like, do I need to pull over? And so then I wrote a review saying that, and I said, for example, when her guest told the hot tub story or when Nicole was reading her answers to the matchmaker, because I wanted to be specific about when I laughed so hard I thought I needed to pull over. And then I said, and due to the false intimacy of podcasts, Nicole and I are now best friends. Hey, girl, hit me up. I love you.
At Brain of Maggie.
Yeah, so that was my little, I reviewed. I'm still on Nicole Bye or Why Won't You Date Me? It's just really good. Well, okay, so the podcast that was 5 days a week that I listened to, it was a news comedy podcast, and they'd been doing 5 days a week. Like, when I first listened to them, they were twice a week, and then they moved up to three times a week, and then they, like, moved up to five times a week, and it was, like, something that they said, like, once we have enough subscribers, we'll do this many days. And they've been doing 5 days a week for forever. And then her computer died, and they've been gone for a month, and then she came back finally on yesterday, and was like, I'm back, guys, and we're doing once a week now. And I was like, no. Like, she started a thing being like, listen, my life has gotten too busy. I have all these other things going on. And I was like, she's going to move down to two or three times a week. I'm okay with that. She's going to move down to two or three times a week. And then when she was like, once a week, I was like, what? No. Unacceptable. It was what I listened to every day when I was getting ready. So anyway, that's that. And I'm listening to all of Nicole Byer still. Why won't you date me? Why won't you date me? Pretty sure Nicole Byer and I have the same problem, which is that we're both too much.
What?
I'm a bit much. Oh my God, actually, did you see that Holiday Nailed It was just released?
Yes, I saw that Holiday Nailed It Holiday Style.
Yeah.
Did come out on Netflix.
Yeah, I started watching it the other day.
I've been watching the Great British Baking Show, I know, Holiday.
It's good.
It's just relaxing.
It's so relaxing.
They're so nice to each other.
Everybody's so nice.
Even when the product is shite, they're like, this is great flavor. Your presentation's shit, but you still kind of nailed the texture.
Yeah. I know. I was like,
if this was Gordon Ramsay, he would have picked up their cake and threw it across the room.
Well, I like that about Nailed It too. They always find something nice to say, where they're like, the texture is like cardboard, but I really can taste the cherries. Like, they always,
I just think that they know that these are master bakers, and if they had more time,
yeah,
they would produce quality products. I think they take the recipe,
mm-hmm,
they cut the time required by half.
Right.
And they're like, make a magical ice sculpture three-tiered cake in 4 hours. And you're like, what?
Dude.
That would take me 6 hours on a normal day.
Nailed It. They're giving them 90 minutes.
Yeah. Fuck that.
They want it to be the
you
biggest.
You can't even bake a cake in 90 minutes.
No. I know. I think that they should give them, I mean, I know they're deliberately trying to get the biggest disasters that they can, but like, they should give them a little more time than that. But regardless. But
yeah, the emo guy from IT Crowd is one of the co-hosts.
I love it.
So I love it. The Cradle of Filth guy.
Right.
He still kind of looks emo like that too, which makes it even better. Scott walked through and he was like, is that what's his face from IT Crowd? I was like, yes!
That's awesome.
Oh, man. It's almost the holidays. Holidays.
It's beginning to look a lot like syphilis.
Or holiday.
Oh, hollandaise. Oh, hollandaise. Why won't you cover my eggs?
So this will probably drop. I'll probably drop this early next week, which will be like Christmas Eve-ish.
Next week is not Christmas Eve. That's 2 weeks from yesterday. Christmas is 2 weeks from today.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. And also, here's my calendar, and it's 2 weeks from today.
Oh, okay. This will drop a week before Christmas.
This will drop a week before Christmas. Oh, hollandaise.
We tried to find our favorite Christmas movie to watch today, but for some reason my DVD has gone missing.
It's gone.
I guess I should have just brought up another one.
MIA. Yeah, pick something. So anyways, I still think you guys should watch. Still think you should watch The Thing. You should still watch The Holidays of The Thing.
The Holidays of The Thing.
Nailed it. You still watch the Nailed It Holidays episodes.
There we go.
Listen. Look. Look and listen. I don't know who I am or what's going on. Everything is confusing. Oh my God. This week's episode of The Good Place.
I watched it twice already.
I've watched it four times.
Oh, here's Nailed It Holiday.
Yeah, look how cute she is. I also really love how she calls Wes. Wes! Wes! Yeah, I think I said this last week, that he was on the podcast, and that he is actually an assistant director, and people keep on calling him a production assistant in, like, tweets and stuff. And he was like, bitch, I am not a PA. Like, I am the AD. Spoilers for The Good Place. Episode Janet's.
They said on the podcast there's only three more episodes in January.
There is.
Fuck that.
There's Shannon. So how upset. Many episodes has every season been?
I don't know.
13.
Ugh.
Every single season has been 13.
Why?
And on the podcast, because Mike sure has a plan. And on the podcast, Kristen Bell said she signed a thing that it was never going to be more than 16. 16 is the upper limit that they can do. But that was episode 10. Oh, let's put on to All the Boys I've Loved Before. It's very cute. I know that we're not going to be...
Oh, I've never watched it.
Oh, I've watched it like five times. You need to watch it.
Princess Diaries?
Yeah.
Our boyfriend's in it. Princess Diaries 2 with Chris Pine.
Anne Hathaway has my same birthday.
Nice.
Year and everything.
Nice.
Yeah, but I always thought she was younger than me because people play people younger than them when they are, you know? So, like, I always thought she was, like, in Princess Diaries, when it came out, I was in high school and she was in middle school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that... is because you
always... Oh, no, she was in high school in Princess Diaries.
Okay, wait. Yeah, she was. Let me...
Because then she went to college, and this movie's after college.
Right. Right. Well, let me figure it out then, because now...
Which means her mom is old as F. How was she knocked up at the age of 45?
Yeah, okay. You're right. I did that wrong. Princess Diaries came out in 2001, so I was in college, and she was in high school. That's neither here nor there.
You like my new blanket?
I do like your new blanket.
One step closer to being Kiki's mom in Bad Moms. It's really hard to find pajamas that you can put the face of your child on.
Well, do it, though.
I did the next best thing.
Tell us about it.
Blanket throw. Montage of Catherine's beautiful face all over it.
Well, I'm trying to pull something up if my phone would stop being such a whore.
And I pulled an Oprah moment. And you get a blanket, and you get a blanket, and you get a blanket. So I got one. I got one for my mom. I got one for Frank. And I got one for Margo.
Nice.
Did you want one? Yeah, oh, honestly. You need Catherine socks.
That is what I'm trying to pull up right now, except just like
the
everything.
The socks you can put faces on?
Yes. So my friend, her.
And I'll have to get you like got, pink and purple.
So got her husband.
Scott's.
Got her husband socks with their baby's face on it. And she was like, you didn't like the Hanukkah present I got you. And so then he wore them to work to prove her wrong and posted it on Facebook today. And I can't find the.
So you'll have to send me your favorite picture of Catherine, and I'll put him on socks for you.
Yes. There we go. Okay. I found the guy.
Genovia,
and now, yes.
Genovia. Nice. Those are amazing.
It's just like.
Oh, my God. He's like a big, fat Buddha baby head.
Chunky little baby face. And so he wore them to work. So, yeah, his wife. You haven't worn the socks I got you for Hanukkah. I don't think you love your baby enough. So he wore them to work.
Nice.
Yes. Okay, so you got me off of The Good Place. I have so many things that I want to talk about. I warned them of spoilers, and then we didn't do anything. You just complained that there's only 3 more episodes, when if you were counting, you would know. You can't count. I know
you can't live without it.
If living is without you. I can't live.
Yes, exactly that.
So, you guys, there were so many. First of all, Stephen Merchant, hilarious. You don't know who he is?
I guess not.
Oh, my God, Shannon. Okay, so you missed a funny joke. He was on the original British Office.
Oh, okay.
And so he was carrying a mug around that said Existence's Best Boss.
Right.
Like Ricky Gervais and Michael Scott had the World's Best Boss mug that they bought themselves.
Yeah.
Right? So he was carrying that around as a little nod to The Office.
Yes.
He's really good pals with Ricky Gervais. So I love Stephen Merchant. And he did one of my favorite... God, what were those called? The lip sync battles. Because he did Christina Aguilera dirty and he wore actual chaps and it was hilarious. Oh,
that's right. I saw that one.
You just didn't know who he was.
Right.
Very famous British comedian actor.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He was very good in it though, you guys. He was very, very good.
No, the Carter piece!
Darcy Carden.
Amazing.
She deserves an Oscar.
Yes.
It was insane what she went through. She listened to everybody read the lines. She watched everybody so she could copy their mannerisms. This was an insane...
I could tell who they all were when they were all in the same outfits.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I mean, Tahani, she chooses to have that accent. Nobody else here has an accent. Throwback to season one.
Sure does.
So, Tahani has the accent. Oh! That was me being Jason, you guys.
Pointing to boobs.
I was just
complained about his tummy instantly.
Yeah, right. I know.
It was a bad line on Michael's part. How are we going to tell him apart? Like, I already could.
Yeah, well.
I'm wearing a vest.
Am I wearing a vest? Oh, I love her. She was actually on an episode of Why Won't You Date Me with Nicole Byer, and it was so good. You should just listen to that one.
Yeah.
Oh, but also Pandora Box did an episode.
Ooh, nice.
That was so good, and you should listen to that one, too. You should listen to those two episodes. I mean, Jamila Jamil was... People were cruel to her. She does not think she's beautiful because she was made fun of so much when she was growing up. Like... You're like, how can you not realize that you are you're this beautiful cartoon giraffe?
She is a beautiful giraffe.
She is a beautiful giraffe. So, but she just, like, when you grow, you know, those things from your youth.
Oh, yeah.
They stick with you.
Tina thinks she's ugly.
Yeah. She's not. She's gorgeous.
I'm like, you look like a Russian model. You're not ugly.
No. She looks like a, any American guy would be like, oh. Well, to marry Tina.
Yeah, the second I saw her picture, I was like, Scott, we're in trouble. We're going to have to put a shotgun by the door. Luckily, she's into Asians, and there's no Asians at Brighton High School, so we're good.
Right. Did I tell you I have 2 students from Brighton?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
They're sisters. They found me on the website, which I'm still on, just to fill in my schedule if I need to, you know?
So, Good Place...
Yeah, I mean, there
they
were
all
a lot
went
of...
to the void.
They went to the void.
Darcy, they all became Janets.
It was amazing. I mean, that whole thing was amazing. And...
Eleanor had an existential crisis. Wow, my leg hair is so long. I think you could...
You could braid it.
Braid it.
I definitely could crimp it. The big thing, though, that brought up a lot of questions. So he said, okay, who is getting in? Michael says this to the head accountant, Stephen Merchant. Who is getting in? Who's gotten in the last year? No one.
And that didn't faze the accountant at all.
Not at all.
He even think that was weird.
And he goes, okay, who's gotten in the last 3 years? And he opens and he goes, no one. So when's the last time someone got in? 521 years ago.
What?
I know. I mean, and
you know,
I
googled this day in history, 1479.
Yeah.
1497.
1497.
It was almost Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yeah.
Actually, Amerigo Vespucci discovered America. Wait. Someone important discovered something that year.
Yeah, but we're
but like talking Henry about V who, was like in charge.
Who died?
Right. I couldn't find a list of who died.
That somebody already did it on the Good Place website. They're of course on the Good Place Reddit. So
who died that year?
Maggie? Do you really want to know what the hypotheses are? All right.
No, I just want to know who died that year.
Of who it could have been.
In 1497.
1497.
Who's the last person to get into the Good Place in medieval times? In the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I'm off, but, you know, whatever.
All right, it's just going to take me a minute to pull this up while we... So, there have been a lot of things... Well,
so Michael lost his shit. He's like, what?
Yeah.
I can't believe the accountant didn't think there was something up.
The math is perfect. I mean, one of the things that's been going, like, one of the things that people have been talking about is just that, like, basically, like, point deflation over time, where it's because of the, like, what it is like to live in
modern times.
It's impossible to get enough points. That you, no matter what you're doing, you're having too much negative impact on the world around you. So that was one of the hypotheses about that. Let me find this, though.
But still, like, Sean knew. Forsett wasn't getting in.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Right. No, people are just trying. You know how this show takes twists and turns?
Right.
People are trying to guess what they think the twists and turns might be. But, yeah, I mean, I had similar thoughts where I went on little thought journeys, but Sean knew.
So I wonder if they have hacked the Good Place, however, not hacked it to ensure no one gets into the Good Place, but hacked it just to see how many souls they're getting so they can be prepared for it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of souls to build neighborhoods for.
Right.
You know, if you're getting every soul that dies on Earth, you got to be able to prepare for that. That's just basic program management. Project management. Like, I'm drunk. I can't talk.
It's okay.
Apparently I need more sugar.
I can't. Okay, wait.
All right, what do you think about that? I'm going to take a tangent.
Sure.
I did a Pinterest hack.
I tried
to fix a baby doll's hair by soaking it in fabric softener.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of worked. She now has a blonde afro, but it's combable. It sticks up when you want it to stick up, not just naturally. So, yay!
The two ideas. The real one that people think is that it was Elia del Medigo, who was an Italian philosopher. Although this person said Antonio Manetti, an architect famous for drawing up the blueprints of hell based on Dante's Inferno. And this person goes, that is too good to just be a coincidence.
That is, yeah.
So.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So that was those were the main, a few people thought it was Elia Dale, I already forgot the last name. Elia! So the Italian philosopher. But I really love that Dante's Inferno.
Architect. I love that. Yeah, the Good Place is like, we're done. That's it. I don't need to let anyone else in. No one can do better than this.
Right.
Not even Doug Forsett. I caught it.
Okay. But I was going to say, although we could be not in 2018 because of the time skips. I actually didn't add it up to see where we were. Right, the show started in 2016, so we rewinded to 2016, but we had like a 6-month skip and another 6-month skip. So are we in 2018 or are we in a different year on the show? I hadn't considered that. Someone else pointed that out.
Well, it's at least 2017 because
definitely.
They lived a year in Australia.
Definitely.
They started in 2016 in Australia, then it's at least 2017 by now.
Right.
But still, that's a year off.
No.
The theories are still panning out.
So
a year.
So anyway, that's right. We're with, I mean, I think we're supposed to believe that we're in 2018 and that it was then that the people were not there and that they died. So anyway, yeah, I mean, and there are so many other things. In the first episode, Michael says that Abraham Lincoln went to the Good Place. So he clearly did not. And on the podcast, it says that the best podcast in the Good Place is Mozart and Jimi Hendrix talking about music, but neither of them went to the Good Place. And I even posted on Twitter, I was like, okay, so who in the Bad Place is letting them sneak off to record this delightful podcast that everybody loves? Like, that's ridiculous.
Or maybe they record it in hell.
That's what I'm saying.
And
oh, maybe it's part of their torture.
Right? It's part of their torture. They have to talk to each other.
Maybe they hate each other.
But everyone in the Good Place loves it.
Yeah, because it's actually good. But they, it's torture for them in some way. So anyway, this week's The Good Place just really upped the stakes in so many ways. I mean, like I said, Darcy Carden for all the awards. And also, I made the comparison. Did I ever make you watch Orphan Black?
Yes. I think I've seen like the first episode.
I mean, Darcy reminded me of the actress from Orphan Black playing all the clones and, like, being able to tell, obviously, which clone was which, you know? All right, so Shannon is making... Well, first of all, let's talk about food and drink. Shannon texted me yesterday and was like, what do you want for dinner tomorrow? And I was like, Mexican feast! And so Shannon made a really great Mexican feast. I don't remember if I thanked you. Thank you for making an incredible Mexican feast for dinner.
You're welcome.
And I went to Plum Market, which I often do on Tuesdays, to get us some kind of delicious dessert or cheese or something. And I was at the dessert counter, and I was asking the guy, like, they're always, I just want to look for a minute usually. And they're always like, can I help you? And I'm like, okay, leave me the fuck alone. I just need to read.
Calm down.
Calm your tits. Ask me in a second after I've had a chance to read what's in the goddamn case. But I said, I'm just looking for dessert for girls' night. And he said, well, if you want a variety, and then offered me like 6 cupcakes. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. There's only 2 of us at girls' night. So he said, well, you know, we have this and we have this. And he said, and then there are, for some reason, we have other ones that are like this one, but different. And they're just haven't been put out yet. And they are, they're, you know, chocolate with peppermint. And I was like, so do I want the secret cupcakes? And he was like, yes. So I got us the secret cupcakes. And then he even like went along with my ridiculous little joke. And when he handed them to me, he was like, here are your secret cupcakes.
Bum, bum, bum.
So tell me, Shannon, how's the secret cupcake?
It's all right. It's very kind of creamed and minty.
Yeah.
I feel like the whatever the too ganache or filling in it was made with alcohol. So it's very minty.
But you at first like rolled your eyes like it was delightful. Too minty?
I don't know. I love mint. I love chocolate. So why don't you have a bite of mine?
No, it's okay. I'm going to
I'm going to eat my own, bitch.
I don't need yours. Although, I just put new nails on today, and I'm having a hard time getting this off.
That's why I brought a plate and a fork.
It's always hard when you put the new ones on.
I was like, we're going to need plates and forks for this.
You and I did a party together.
We did. I had... A few years ago, I did a party randomly for the for a student group at U of M, and one of the girls there was a freshman, and because it was a senior who hosted it, and then she called me this year and said, Shannon, come back and do another party for us. And so we did, and we had a blast. It was like 25 girls, wall to wall. It was a lot of fun. They had a lot of questions. We talked a lot about anal.
They had a lot of questions.
Like you do when you're 18 to 21.
You don't know things about sex.
Yeah. And your girlfriends don't know things about sex either. So you're all just like lost and finding your way together.
No judgment. They were sweet. They were always great
with the
girls.
I mean, we're in our 30s and 40s and we still are figuring it out.
Yeah.
It's a lifelong journey, people. Lifelong. What do you think of it?
I really like it.
Yeah.
It's very creamy.
So we had a good time. It was the Shannon Maggie show.
When the one was like, how do you squirt on command? I was like, fuck if I know.
You're lucky if you can.
I just wanted to be like, I know what, I mean, I just didn't want to give too much information. But my actual answer to that is, I know what most often makes it happen for me, mm-hmm. which is oral, but very, very slow. Mm-hmm. And that's, but like, I can't, I have literally no control over it.
Yeah, it just kind of happens. I think the most times I've done it, it's been like G-spot stimulation.
No, for me, if like someone's just licking it like an ice cream cone, just like real slow, that's what does it.
It's different for everyone, and I think that's the answer we gave them.
Yeah.
It's different for everyone, and once you find it, more power to you.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, that was really fun. It was fun to do a show with you. Like the good old days.
The good old days.
The Maggie Shannon Show.
Shaggy Show.
The Shaggy Show. Yeah, I'm into this cupcake. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
The ganache part is so creamy. Let's see. So that was food and drink, pop culture. Anything to add to pop culture?
Just The Good Place, right? We talked about.
Yep.
Yeah, and no new movies, no awesome. Oh, Aquaman's coming out right now. On the 21st, so they're really ramping up all of his appearances.
I know. Did you read
the one? He did a sexy striptease on SNL this last weekend.
Did you see the one about him being an asshole, though?
No.
He's like, basically Gaston. So, Amber Heard, right, is playing opposite mm-hmm. him, and they had to get her this thing for her books because he thought it was funny to rip the pages out of her books that she was reading.
Hmm.
I was like, way to go. And they told this story like it was charming. And I was like, and I hate Jason Momoa now. Thanks a lot.
He's married to Lisa Bonet. I can't imagine she would marry a douchebag.
Neither She's can like, I. She's no nonsense. She's such a badass. She's
super crunchy and hippy dippy.
I know.
So, maybe the fame's getting to his head.
What? That's not a funny thing.
Lisa, slap him down.
Yeah, you get him under control.
And then he did this. I did think this was weird. He did, on Jimmy Fallon, they had a trident throwing contest. Like 8-foot-long tridents. See? And they would throw them across the room. Well, he took off his jacket, mm-hmm. his shoes, all his jewelry, and was dancing around stage in his tight-ass t-shirt and pants. Like, kind of like Neanderthal-ish or right. like Khal Drogo-ish. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a man and I am going to throw these spears across the studio and I'm going to win this game.
Why? Yeah, fucking why? I don't know. If I were somewhere and I found out that somebody had a severe allergy to something, I would maybe choose not to eat that thing right at that moment.
Or why did you come out after I said we're recording from 9 to 10?
I heard you say that. She just likes to interrupt us. She just likes to fuck with it. Just like
Jason Momoa. Apparently shaping up to be a major douchebag.
That's right. Shaping up. Shape up or ship up. Do you want me to read it?
Keep a tighter rein on that, Lisa. Lisa Bonet.
Seriously. So yeah, this was whose show was he on?
Well, then Jimmy's throwing tritons, acting like Khal Drogo. He did Saturday Night Live, but I only watched the one skit when he did a little, like, strip tease with Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah.
So,
It was when she was on The Tonight Show that she told this story.
Rip the last pages out of Amber Heard's what?
Book.
What book?
What she was reading on set.
Whatever she was reading.
All right. So, if Jason Momoa felt he wasn't getting enough attention from her, he would tear pages out of whatever book Heard was reading at the time. He adopted this method of ripping out the pages of my book so I would pay attention to him, she told ABC News. It would drive me crazy because I'd have 30 pages left and it would be gone.
Sounds like an 8-year-old trying to get attention from the girl he likes on the playground.
Right. And then it said, Heard loves reading so much that her costumers on Aquaman sewed a pouch made of green screen cloth so that she could have her books with her during long breaks in filming. Apparently, Heard spent hours of her life suspended in wires reading and not paying attention to the delicate hothouse orchid, Jason Momoa. Man, so bummed. Why you gotta be
so
like that?
Rude? So, kind of pisses me off.
I know it pisses me off.
If I was hurt, I would be pissed off too. Like, fucking stop before I fucking quit this movie.
Yeah, I know. It's total bullshit.
It's harassment.
It is harassment. Meh, you won't pay attention to me. Meh, 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 meh. So I had more cruise drama. We were moving on to bad news. So that was bad news. Jason Momoa being a dick was bad news. And so my mom was like, I booked the cruise for me and your dad. And I was like, can we not talk about it? Because we talked about on last week's schedule podcast, how my mom uninvited me. And then when she found out I was upset today, she acted like she couldn't have possibly known that because I told her it was fine. Like, what was I going to say, Mom, when you told me you were uninviting me? Was I going to throw a little temper tantrum? Was I going to say, no, I really wanted to go. I don't want to go if they don't want me. Yeah, that, I don't know. That was really, really weird.
Yeah, I get it. So why are you so upset? You said it's okay. Well, I did, but I still, like, don't want to talk about it.
I'm still disappointed. It is okay because you're allowed to spend your money however you want and you don't really owe me anything. Like, I don't feel like I have any right to be like, no, take me on vacation like you promised. Like, it's your money. You're allowed to do with it what you want, and you're allowed to change your mind. Doesn't mean I'm not disappointed, but it is okay. That's the decision you made, you know? So, I mean, and also she was like, I asked you. And I was like, well, I really felt like I was being told. Like, I really felt like I was being told.
Right. So we devised a plan to maybe skip town and go to sunny Denver.
Yeah, guys, want us to come? Denver peeps?
Who lives in Denver? Who wants us to come visit in the middle of January? No, February.
For Shannon's birthday. The 20th anniversary of...
Don't all jump up at once and offer to, have a sleep on your floor.
Javi? John? LMS, she definitely doesn't listen.
Oh, yeah, and she's in the spring. She's way far south of Denver.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, like an hour and a half.
Oh.
So.
I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Chris Gable.
Yeah. Peeps, anyone? Bueller. Shannon wants more vacations.
Scott's like, stop taking them. We're supposed to be saving our money for California. I was like, I know, but it's my birthday.
Yeah, birthday.
Like, spend $200 in Denver or $200 in Brighton. Like, come on.
You think we can really do a trip for only $200?
No.
oh, that's...
Well, I mean, we almost could. The flight right now is like $150. And, like, I want to go because one of a comedian I like is going to be in Denver the weekend of my birthday.
Oh, it's definitely Javi. Javi, we're talking about you. Yeah, it's you.
Totally Javi.
It's definitely you.
He's opening for Adam Ray at Denver Comedy Works downtown. He's going to have his A game by then.
Boom.
6 months.
Yes.
Climbing the charts.
That's it. Being famous.
Side saddle is just like archaic.
It is archaic. That's why you have
the... You are a lady. You will ride with both of your legs
on the same side.
On the same side.
Like, not a slut.
How dare you ride a horse?
How dare you spread your legs?
And put an animal between them.
And put an animal there. Yeah. We're watching The Princess Diaries too, you guys.
We told them that.
I already forgot. I couldn't remember if we mentioned it.
Our boyfriend Chris Pine's in it. I love his helmet hair.
He's such a fox.
So foxy.
Such a stone cold fox.
Andrew Jacoby looks familiar too, but I can't place him.
I don't know. So my eyeball is screwed up and I can only wear my glasses. Mm. And I hate it. Like, after I've worn them for 12 hours, they give me a headache. Mm. I can't wear them all day. I don't like it. But if I have, I put my contact in and everything feels fine, and then it really starts itching, and I take it out and put it back in like 8 times in a day. It's terrible.
Do you need to like change up your eye makeup?
No, because it happened even when I wasn't wearing makeup. So I made a thing to see the, I made an appointment to see the optometrist. I almost said obstetrician 3 times.
Joseph should have known better regarding the wooden leg on the horse.
Joseph absolutely should have known about the wooden leg. Come on, Joseph, get it together. Not my brother. We're talking about a different thing.
The Queen's bow.
The Queen's man.
And he knows all the secrets, so he should have known about the leg.
He does know all the secrets. I can't even believe. Speaking of Joseph, I had a really hilarious conversation with my brother today. Oh, wait. Any more bad news? Those were my 2 bad news. My eyeball's messed up. I can only wear glasses, and I hate it. Okay.
Jenny's coming to town? Just kidding, JK, JK.
That's exciting, though. It's good. It'll be nice to have her here.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where she's staying. She could be staying here for all I know. I have no clue.
She wouldn't have asked you by now?
Nah.
How are you going to fit all 13 of her family members in this house?
I mean, she has stayed here once. They all stayed downstairs.
When Lisa was here?
No, but my bedroom was an office.
Oh.
So I have plenty of sleeping surfaces downstairs.
Yeah.
And they brought a blow-up bed.
Gotcha. For all 13 of them?
Yes.
I love how you're not correcting me on that.
No, I don't know. Fucking life, man.
Mm-hmm. So I talked to my brother on the phone today, and he was, you know, it was before he normally goes into work, and Ashley's at work. She's normally already had lunch and been back at work, because it was like 2 o'clock. And I could hear Zelda sort of chattering away. It's actually really funny whenever I'm on the phone. She'll hear me. She'll hear Joseph talking to me, and she'll be like, ah, la, 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 la. Like she's trying to talk, and she'll try to grab for the phone, and yeah, she'll
talk to Aunt Maggie.
Yeah, exactly. She gets really excited and starts like jabbering at me. Blah, blah, blah. So
how's that go again?
Blah, blah, blah.
Putting that in the intro next year too, right next to Moist Crotch. Or whatever
moist
it was.
Cooters.
Moist Cooters. So. Moist Cooters. Ah, blah, blah, blah. and with Joseph laughing.
That'll be good. Yes. So I.
Ooh. Oh, hold on. Keep talking.
I said to him, "You are my favorite person." And he was like, "Don't tell my wife or daughter this, but," and then he goes, "Actually, no, she's sitting right here." And I said, "Don't worry about it. She doesn't speak very good English yet." And Joseph starts just cracking up and goes, "I'll be sure to tell my wife that you don't think she speaks good English."
What's she doing in the car with him?
I think that they were at home. And I don't know why she was at home, if she took a really late lunch or something.
Hey, hookie.
But I was like, I was talking about the baby. I'll be sure to tell my wife, you don't think she speaks good English. Womp, womp, womp. Like, I was laughing real hard then. I had another moment then where I was like, do I need to pull over? It was definitely like a movie beat, you know? She's sitting right here. It's okay. She doesn't speak good English. So, yeah, that was really amusing. I laughed very hard. What else was on my list? I had other good things. I was sure I was going to remember it. Oh, yes. This was also funny. So, you know how much we love doing paint and pours.
Yes. I have 2 tickets to use. In the immediate future.
When do they expire?
I have 60 days to pick a class and purchase them. This is the second time I've had to reschedule.
Oops.
Yep.
So this person had one that kind of looked like that one there, but it was like a much bigger snowman. So it was like a snowman with a snow scene overhead, and it said, "Let it snow." And she's like, "I really hate this. How, I don't love Let It Snow. I don't like it when it snows. What should I put on it?" And it was in one of our groups that are fans of true crime. So some people said to change it to SSDGM, which means Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered, mm-hmm. right? So it'd be a little snowman staring up at the sky, and it said SSDGM. But what a lot of people said they should change it to was the old Saturday Night Live sketch, Sean Connery saying "Le tits now" for "Let It Snow." He said "Le tits now," so all these people were like, "Put le tits now."
Le tits now. Yep.
That's what I would have done. I thought you would. It was so funny. I would totally do that. I would change my "Let It Snow" to say "Le tits now."
Le tits now. Ralph Garman has a listener in Scotland mm-hmm. that calls in once in a while and leaves voicemail messages. And the women go, everyone goes crazy for his accent.
Yes.
And so he's now a weekly feature. Ralph just sends him something random to read.
Oh, that's funny.
And he reads it in his super thick Scottish accent. So he has taught us how to make scones.
Aw.
He has read the in.
No, it's not. It's a French expression. Bonjour, mademoiselle. I'd like to see le tits now. Let
it. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Like vacuum cleaner instructions. Oh, like just random shit because we just want to hear him talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's funny. I emailed him. I was like, "Can we have him read The Night Before Christmas? I know it's really long and you can dice it up into multiple parts or just like that could be your interview for the day."
Yeah.
Ralph did not respond.
Aww.
And he didn't read it on the air.
Aww.
But I'm pretty sure he thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Because it's an amazing idea.
Because it's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I was like,
that.
For Christmas present for us, can he read the entire Night Before Christmas story?
It's not that long. I mean, it is for the podcast. I get it. But it's not like the Polar Express.
Which is actually a short book. We just read that to Catherine.
Did you?
It is nowhere as near as long as the movie.
Oh, no, not at all. It's a very short book. It's my mother's favorite. Book. Actually, hilariously, my mother used to read it.
That's where that bell's from.
Aw. She used to read it to...
Catherine said it's not a very magical bell. It is not the most beautiful bell I've ever heard.
That's so funny. So my mom, so when I was growing up, we went to the Methodist church and there was like a thing where the kids would come down and there was like a little children's section mm-hmm. in the middle, right? And once for the children's section, my mom read the Polar Express to the kids,
right?
Right. And she started crying. And I was like, oh my God, I am so embarrassed. My mother is crying in church about how touching the Polar Express is.
Move goal achieved.
Good. Good. I'm on to like my last week of the step challenge. Thank God. It's been taking up my life. It's so much.
My move goal is 500 calories.
Mm-hmm.
I figured I'd set the bar low.
Yeah, I think that's great.
That way I'm not disappointed.
Let it now.
Let it now.
Yeah. So there's a box of yours by the door.
There is. I haven't moved it yet since it came in.
Tell me about this box.
It theoretically contains my Christmas present from Coach.
I thought it was your Christmas present from your husband that he didn't know about until you told him.
That's true. And I'm really good at when I buy presents for myself, I don't fucking open them. I don't use them. So it's right there by the door waiting for him to wrap to give to me on Christmas Day.
It will be such a surprise.
And we will all be surprised together.
It will be such a surprise.
Yeah. It's a pretty big box, too. You would have thought I bought 4 Coach purses.
So I have a confession to make.
What?
Do you remember when we were at the party the other night and I walked into the girl's bed?
Yes. Did you break your toe?
But it was my knee. I broke my knee.
Did you really break your knee?
Holy shit, Maggie. It's so much bigger than the other knee.
Oh my God. Is it still like that?
It still has this. Yes, it's still bruised with the scrape.
Oh my God. Literally looks like someone took a knife and slit your knee open.
I gasped. So, I mean, I thought it was going to be bruised, but yeah. I thought I just like bumped it and it was going to be bruised.
Right.
Because
she had this big oversized bed with a big oversized comforter, so you couldn't see shit. And you think you clear the comforter, but then everyone kept running into the end of the bed.
Yeah, I wasn't the only one who did that.
No, I did it twice. All the guests were doing it. Everyone was doing it.
Yeah, because the way the comforter was sitting, it looked like you were going to make it around the bed and you didn't. So when I took off my leggings that I was wearing that night and saw the...
You were like, what the fuck?
I gasped. And I canceled my plans for the next day. I was like, I'm injured and I can't do anything. Oh, I was so embarrassed.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. You
prettiest girls riding in the Stang.
You walked into the bed too. I
didn't even notice. Like,
I was just unlucky that I smacked it real hard.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was shocked. I can't believe that. I mean, my leggings didn't puncture open. They're fine. I just, like, that's how hard. So I sent that to someone and they go, how hard do you walk?
I walk with purpose.
I walk with purpose. Exactly. I have a plan. So there's my beautiful, beautiful knee. They were not the same size.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, if she didn't have such a deceiving bed and I weren't such a klutz, it never would have happened. Oh, man. Yeah, I didn't share that with her until now, so that you guys got the real reaction on that. Well, anything else fun? Well, how are you doing with Christmas shopping?
I guess I'm done.
I have to go out to my friend's restaurant in Wolverine Lake, and I cannot figure out the time to do that.
She makes Scott do it.
Oh, my God.
A gift certificate?
It's not a gift certificate. It's the dressing from my friend's restaurant. So I have my aunt for my Secret Santa, and she came out to me for my birthday dinner and gushed about the dressing, and on the way out the door asked if he sold the dressing, and he said, I'll sell the dressing to you. I have bottles and they're $8, and she didn't buy it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, when I got her name, I was like, yes, I can get her the dressing. But like, that's such a long ass drive. No, I will totally ask Scott and see if you will stop by.
That's right there, right, for him?
Yeah.
At the end of 5?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I should. That's a great idea. I will totally ask Scott if he will stop and pick up dressing for me.
He will.
Because
we will tell him to.
That is a load off my mind.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to figure out when I have fucking time to go there.
Yeah. No, I owe Scott siblings presents, and this year I did experiences for everyone, but I also have to stick to a kind of a budget. And I bought all the big girls the workbooks from the books, the empowering books.
Yeah, it was like the Rebel Girls.
The Rebel Girl workbooks.
Yeah.
And so then I was going to buy the rest, and this was I bought that before I figured out what I was doing, which was I was going to get everyone else experiences. So, like, Jenny got, like, a Sky Zone pass, and John and his wife, I got them a year pass to the Science Museum in Ann Arbor, the Hands-On Museum.
I love the Hands-On Museum.
And then because, like, Todd and Carrie's girls are both getting books, and one of Jen's girls is getting a book that, like, deducts from their family budget. And so I was just going to get them gift cards, but I'm tired of spending money on other people already. And so I was like, Scott, can I just give your siblings bath and body products from my bags? Because I already bought it all.
Yeah.
And I didn't sell as much as I thought I was going to sell in my end of the year sale. So right. I have all this extra stock now of like one-offs and discontinued items. So I think they're all going to get bath and body shit for Christmas. So, sorry. And then there's one niece who's not getting anything. But she's...
Because you don't love her?
She's 6 or 7, and she gets too much anyway.
It's really fun to buy for little kids.
Maybe when you love them more.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I understand why she gets more. I love buying for Catherine and for my niece. I get it.
I don't even have to buy anything for Catherine.
No, like she gets... Everybody gets her stuff.
Yeah. So, same thing. Like, I'm kind of selfish. I definitely fall into the bad place thought.
Well, hang on. Like, everybody falls into the bad place.
Gratification. Like, what's that? Moral? What do they call
moral dessert. Moral
dessert. Gift giving is my love language.
Mine too.
So it's totally my moral dessert to see you enjoy the gift I got you.
Right.
If you are a 6-year-old and my gift is one of the 20 you got, there's zero moral dessert for me in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, no. Plus, I only get them clothes, and that's not good enough.
Right. So. Well, luckily for me, your kid loves when I get her clothes.
Yeah. This particular one would rather have toys and bullshit, and I don't buy toys and bullshit unless they're specifically requested.
Right.
Like, I got Calvin a dinosaur because my sister specifically requested. I would have preferred to get him clothes or a book.
Right.
But she asked for a stupid goddamn toy, so I got it.
Right. Are you still planning on coming to ours on Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I told Shannon this already, but we're not doing seafood feasts this year. I know. Well, so my dad has had such a hard time. I probably should have put this in the bad news. My dad is having such a hard time taking care of his sister who is dying. And then my grandma who can't accept that her daughter is dying and is being insane.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was like, grandma's in the emergency room. And I was like, is it a real emergency or just like a I want attention emergency? And my mom was like, yeah, I don't know. Like,
right.
So, yeah, she has this, thing that bore into her skin. I don't even know what it is. I don't know. Old people get weird-ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't go away. And so she had to go to the emergency room for it, even though she's had it for weeks. I don't know. Whatever. Things are confusing. So, anyway, I decided kind of, like, my dad is doing more emotional labor than he is capable of. And I was like, he is not going to want to do all the lobster tails. Like, that's so much for him to do. And he also, like, every year has to, like, pay attention to the sales and go check everything out so that he gets fresh good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's time and energy. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to come up with something. I'm going to come up with a good plan that's mm-hmm. not those things.
Right.
And so I originally came up with the idea of Indian food because Earthen Jar is delicious.
Uh-huh.
And also they don't charge a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Like their 20-person trays of food are $40 each.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. I know. Like that's crazy cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, we could get like the masala tofu and the dagsal lentils and the, what was the third thing? Oh, the curry potatoes, right? Those are my three favorite things at that restaurant that I go to all the time. And my mom was like, I don't like any of that.
Okay.
And in my head, I'm like, well, I don't like meat. And yet we have huge, long conversations about all the meat we're going to eat. So like, I don't really care if you, there's going to be so much food at this party. I don't really care if you don't like the side dishes,
right,
Mom. But what we ended up deciding on in the end was more expensive catering from Palm Palace.
Nice.
So we're gonna get, you know, garlic and falafel and hummus and pita and fattoush salad and the vegetable galias stew. And then my dad's going to make a leg of lamb and shrimp skewers. Because the leg of lamb goes in the oven and the shrimp skewers go on the grill, and all of that is easy. So that is our Christmas Eve plan that we ended up with. And I'm actually pretty excited about it because I love vegetable galias stew. I'm probably just going to put a lot of it in like little plastic baggies and put it in my purse and hide it in my room.
Some shrampies.
Some shrampies. Yep. Love them shramps. So that's that. I do love this scene. This scene is very adorable.
Princess Grace has to go to the potty.
All right, should we wrap it up?
She looks like fairy godmother there.
Yeah. What do you think? Wrap it up?
Yeah, did we hit everything?
We hit all the things except for Internet Thing of the Day.
Internet Thing of the Day, which is what we close our podcasts out with.
When we remember.
90% of the time.
When we remember. You were the one who found it. Don't you want to tell about it?
What was it?
Oh, my God.
I forget. What did we talk about? Did you write it down? I asked you to write it down. Don't sing that too long. It's copyrighted. 12 people listen to us. One might be from that station.
Yeah.
What was it?
I will find it.
I don't even remember what it was. What was it? Today, on Internet Meme of the Week, it is a photo of Mickey Rourke sitting next to Axl Rose, modern day. And the caption says, Mickey Rourke and Axl Rose look like they are lesbian bookshop owners named Jackie and Karen. That is this week's Internet Meme of the Week.
Yeah, they really do, though.
They do.
Like that.
Like old crotchety ladies.
Yeah, angry old lesbians.
I did take a screenshot. We'll post it. We'll post it on the page.
But I mean, it almost looks like she's wearing a sweater.
She's wearing a sweater. She's wearing a black lady sweater. Jackie's wearing a black dress shirt. They got jewelry on.
God, Karen.
You're just missing lipstick.
Your jewelry's real pretty.
They got long hair.
Both of them. Yeah, you definitely need to look it up. Well, we'll include it. We'll post it. Yeah. But I mean, the delightful thing really is the commentary. That picture wouldn't be hilarious without the...
Yeah.
So it's very delightful. All right, guys.
That's it?
Yep.
Let's wrap 191?
Up. Yeah.
Let us know what you want us to do for episode 200.
We want to know. We want to know what to do for episode 200. It's going to be special. It's going to be great. It's going to be delicious.
In what do we do? Approximately 9 weeks.
Approximately.
Ish.
It's going to be longer than that because we have probably the holidays.
Probably 10 or 12.
Yeah, somewhere around there, really.
It would be my birthday weekend. I think we should go to Denver.
Now we have to
and interview Adam Ray for our podcast.
Yeah, that'll be great. All right, guys, find us everywhere on social media. I almost said Drunk S&M. There's the throwback. Yeah. That More Thing. Find us everywhere. That More Thing. And you can find me and talk to me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And as previously stated, this has been episode 191 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye! Bye.